Chapter 2. The Law of Meat. By chance, the cub found meat just outside his own home on his first visit to the world. He fell into a bird's nest. He was walking along a fallen pine. The wood gave way under his feet, and he found himself among 7 ptarmigan chicks. At first, he was frightened. Then he saw that they were very little. He smelled one. He picked it up in his mouth. He was hungry, so he ate it. He then ate the other 6. They tasted good. Suddenly, he was blinded by the beat of angry wings. It was the mother ptarmigan. He bit her wing. She tried to pull away and hit him with her free wing. It was his first battle. He was no longer afraid of anything. He was fighting a living thing. Also, this living thing was meat. This was his meaning in the world, killing meat and battling to kill it. After a time, the ptarmigan stopped fighting. He still held her by the wing, but by now he was tired. He let her go. The cub made his way back to the cave. He had learned much. Living things were meat. They were good to eat. It was better to eat small living things and to let alone large ones. Famine came again. Before, the cub had hunted in play. Now he hunted out of hunger. But he found nothing. Then, one day, his mother brought a strange new kind of meat. It was a lynx kitten. The cub did not know the danger she had faced to feed him. With his stomach full, the cub sat beside his mother. Suddenly, he heard her snarl in a way he had never heard before. Looking up, the cub saw the lynx mother in the entrance to the cave. The cub stood up and snarled bravely at his mother's side. However, she pushed him behind her. The she-wolf attacked the lynx. There was much snarling and growling. Once, the cub sprang in and bit into the back leg of the lynx. The lynx hit at the cub, cutting his shoulder and throwing him against the wall. In the end, his mother won, but the fight had weakened her. The cub's shoulder hurt for several days. The cub's world now seemed changed. He had learned the law of meat. There were 2 kinds of life. One was what his own kind killed and ate. The other kind killed and ate his own kind. Life lived on life. There were the eaters and the eaten. The law was clear: eat or be eaten. He saw the law all around him. He had eaten the ptarmigan chicks. The lynx mother would have eaten him, but in the end, she was killed and eaten. The law was being lived by all about him, and he himself was part of it.